Aircheckdownloads.com.
Old phasing technique there. That's the Supremes, Nathan Jones, opening up this edition of Johnny Walker's Sounds of the 70s. Very good afternoon to you. Welcome along. Now, great 70s music ahead. My 70s guests, a show of hands, great folk duo consisting of Steve Knightley and Phil Beer, talking about the folk scene in the 70s and picking some of their favourite records. Great single going into the jukebox, thanks to Nigel Exton from Northamptonshire. And as usual, courtesy of BBC Archive, all sorts of little clips about this week in music, including Blondie celebrating their third week at number one in 79, The Cars releasing their debut album, and the Eagles get new management and a new producer. It's all to come. You get the best of my love. The Eagles and Best of My Love from the album On the Border, which went gold this week in 1974. And we'll dedicate that to Carolyn Bennyworth, who said, back in the 70s, I was with a boyfriend who introduced me to Sheepskin Coats and the Eagles. I can't stand Sheepskin Coats anymore, but I still love the Eagles. Please, could you play Best of My Love? Well, Carolyn, there it was. And more coming up right after this.
Hi, everybody. It's the powerful and attractive Gene Simmons.
McFadden and Whitehead, ain't no stopping us now. Sounds of the 70s is the show. And Miranda Towner sent a great email in. Bit of a condensed life story going on here. And Miranda said, I was 12 years old back in 1972, an avid music fan, and been given a tiny red transistor radio by my parents. It never left my ear, and I used to listen to Radio North Sea under the blankets in bed until far too late at night. Then I was in the back of our old Bedford van as we bumped along the Yorkshire lanes on a family camping holiday and listening to your afternoon show when you played Journey by Duncan Brown. The song spoke to me of the big wide world and awoke something in my soul. 45 years on, and I love to travel, from hitching around Europe and across the States and traveling by bus and truck through Central and South America in my early 20s to a recent road trip around New Zealand. I now live in the Spanish countryside in a cave house and enjoy listening to your show, usually on the BBC iPlayer. What a great invention. I hope you can play my request. If you do, please say hello to my husband, Ron, who's probably outside chopping wood, and to my lovely girls, Hazel and Herta. With all good wishes from Miranda. Wow, you sound an amazing person, Miranda. So here's that record that started Miranda's love for travel back in 1972. Great to hear that again. Duncan Brown and Journey. Many thanks, Miranda, and love to all of you in your cave in Spain. Events this week, back in 1976, the Sex Pistols, June the 4th, they appeared at the Lesser Free Trade Hall in Manchester at the now legendary night is regarded as the beginnings, really, of the whole punk rock movement that exploded over 76 and 77. June the 5th in 1971, American blues rock band Grand Funk Railroad smashed the record held by the Beatles when they sold out New York Shea Stadium in 72 hours. It got the band in $306,000. And staying with the Beatles, this week in 1971, Paul McCartney's second solo album, Ram, began a two-week run at the top of the UK album chart. Paul and Linda McCartney, Paul McCartney's second solo album, and that was called Ram. That track often thought to be a bit of a dig at John Lennon. Relations between the two of them weren't too good at the time. Shame, really. That recent documentary called 8 Days a Week, and one of the things I got from that was just how tight they were as a group and how they were just so loyal and supportive of each other in all the amazing times that they went through. But these things come to an end. Anyway, let's move on and get a new record into our jukebox here on Radio 2. And this song was written by James F. Handley. It was introduced by Hal Leroy and Eunice Healy in the Broadway review Thumbs Up. Slightly different sounding rendition of the song, though, was a hit back in 1972. A favourite from Nigel Exton. And listen out for the name of that very powerful car he was driving at the time.
AircheckDownloads.com.